On Monday, we read from your letters. Our show on the role of the state in marriage brought in many responses from the wed and unwed. Paul of Minneapolis wrote in to point out a disturbing double standard he hears when people talk about marriage. Whenever people hear that my girlfriend and I have dated for 4 years and are not married, he writes, their attitude is that I must be responsible, while a common reaction my girlfriend gets is, you poor thing. It seems that the expectation that women tend toward marriage while guys are reluctant still exists, even though I don't find that to be true. Elizabeth in Hercules, California, wrote in to suggest the state could do more to encourage strong marriages. A 5-year renewable marriage contract is her suggestion, so that after 5 years, she writes, couples have to be proactive to continue to stay together. Otherwise, the union is dissolved, no questions asked. And from Dave Peckman in Denver, Colorado, a different take on why government promotes marriage. Perhaps the state has a commercial interest in marriage, he writes. Marriage is a great business, isn't it? I mean, what does the average American wedding cost these days? During our review of the Supreme Court session with NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, we received this email from Dave Pyle in Rochester, New York. I've always listened with rapt attention whenever Nina Totenberg's reports on the Supreme Court are on NPR, he writes. It's like listening to a radio drama. I'm almost waiting for the string section to play after a particularly tense moment. I was just curious how she came to her style of reporting on the court, and if any of the justices have ever heard her radio reports, and if they do, what did they think? We have some tape to illustrate what Dave is talking about. This is from a report from the spring 2001 Supreme Court session. Attorney Jeff Sutton is representing the tobacco companies. Here's an exchange on whether states can ban cigarette ads near schools.
Justice O'Connor, isn't the state justified in saying we're going to limit ads near schools and parks where children are? Answer, it's not just ads that are banned, but tobacco signs. Justice Stevens, what's the message on a Marlboro sign? Answer, brand loyalty.
And now joining us in Studio 3A is Nina Totenberg herself. Nina, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Let's get to Jeff's first question. How and why did you develop this style of reporting on the Supreme Court?
Because there's no tape. We're not allowed to record it. There has to be some way to tell our listeners about the drama of what is going on in an oral argument. And, of course, the drama does point up what the actual legal issues are.
Does the Supreme Court provide you with a transcript, or do you rely on your own notes?
No transcript, not for weeks and weeks. So it's my notes. And people wonder, do I take shorthand? The answer is no. But after a while, you do get a sort of sixth sense about when to pay attention, when to scribble furiously. And when I miss something, we do have sort of an antitrust agreement among those of us who cover the court. So if I miss something, I can go downstairs afterwards and say to one of my colleagues, did you get the end of that right after he says the Constitution says this and so? And he'll say, yeah, I got that, but I didn't get the beginning. Did you get the beginning? So between the two of us or three of us or 10 of us, we'll put it together.
We have another cut of tape here that we would like to play. It shows a more humorous side of the justices. And this is from a story you did 2 years ago on the debate over the use of simulated and virtual images of children in pornography.
Justice Breyer, I go out and rent 3 films, Traffic, Lolita, and Titanic, each of which portrays people under 18 who appear to be engaging in sexual conduct. Why am I not guilty of illegal possession? Because I tell you right now, these films do contain simulated sexual activity. Justice Scalia, I didn't see any of these. Justice Breyer, percolate. They were good.
Now, that made me wonder, how often do the justices show their human side and their sense of humor?
A lot. I mean, there are moments in these arguments that are very funny, amusing, and entertaining, and I try to capture that as much as possible.
Now, the justices, in fact, do hear you on the air. Have you ever gotten any reaction from them?
Well, usually most human beings don't tell you when they hate something. They tend to tell you when they like something. So I know that many of them, maybe even most of them, listen to NPR regularly and seem to like these reenactments, as it were. And if they hate them, they don't tell me.
All right, well, thanks for being with us, Nina.
My pleasure.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. We read from your letters every Monday. Send your emails to totn@npr.org. And don't forget to put the topic in the subject line and provide us with any hints on pronouncing your name or where you live. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.